This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, the poor American people, Lee, 25% food inflation over the last 4 years, as the Democrats ran the printing press. That is the only thing that causes inflation. When you print money, lots of money, to give out, as it turns out, to your friends, it causes inflation, and Americans struggle to pay for food. Inflation is going back up for food. That just came out. That's kind of scary, because Trump's going to get clocked with it. What were they paying for? Well, one of the most important things was their green scheme, basically passing the Green New Deal, just basically $1 trillion of unfunded spending that was borrowed and printed by the Biden regime. Now, here's the crazy part. You know, yesterday I told you that $27 billion was referred criminally to, you know, for criminal prosecution to the an investigation to the DOJ. That's that scheme with Stacey Abrams, right? And we're finding out more about it, that money, $27 billion, was transferred out of the EPA to what turned out to be basically shell nonprofits that are waiting to collect it. So it goes to Stacey Abrams. It goes to these seven, what are called NGOs, or just nonprofits with climate names. And then from there, a network has been discovered of basically shells that the money starts to move through. So this is breaking overnight, okay? So $27 billion transferred out the door. Those shells, almost all of them, are associated, Lee, with Democrat donors, with Biden and Obama administration officials, many of them high to mid-ranking, and with campaign officials from the Biden and Obama regimes. So all, and I had that yesterday, okay? So Lee Zeldin, head of the EPA, found this, and refers it for criminal investigation. It should be investigated. Now, holy cow. And by the way, the irony, a lot of this was passed in the Inflation Reduction Act, which, remember, was really just the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
A lot of it was.
It did nothing to reduce inflation.
No. The joke's on us. Yeah. It actually increased inflation, which has now been, you know, basically, we know. Okay. Now, listen to this. It looks like it's much bigger. Breitbart has this morning. John Podesta, Biden's top climate czar, was in charge of doling out $375 billion in climate change spending, which was sent, it turns out, to many charities founded only months ago.
That sounds slightly suspicious.
Yeah. You know, me and you, okay. Now, I mean, I will say, I can be bought. I'm a capitalist. I mean, like, for $1 billion, I'm only asking for $1 billion, right? That's not a lot. Like, I will become a Democrat. I don't know where I sign, but I'll become a Democrat.
Yeah, it sounds like nonprofits can be very profitable for Democrats.
Yeah, and Lee, you know, you've always been kind to me. For, you know what? I'll just set you up as my VP. Okay. I'll put you on a $200 million salary.
Done.
Okay, good. So you're going to have to change your register. You know, well, you don't have registration here, but you'll have to become a Democrat. So are you okay with that?
I can identify as that.
Yes, that's that, it.
It won't be fact, but I can identify that way.
Me too, man.
For a price, yeah.
It's okay. You know, I mean, I'd do it for $1 billion. Shoot. I mean, I don't even need $2 billion like Stacey Abrams, you know? Yeah, and then I'll get my whole family on the payroll. You know what I mean? My daughter's first job making $20 million
yeah, exactly.
a year, right?
Why not?
Why not?
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, she's 16 now. She can work. Okay. But in all seriousness, so we know the New York Post reported that the Biden administration funneled $27 billion into environmental groups, most of which had only been founded, you know, months before, had never handled anything like that kind of money. Some of them had only handled hundreds of dollars. In one case, New York Post writes, former Vice President Kamala Harris handed over a check for nearly $7 billion to Bethesda, Maryland-based group Climate United Fund, which does not appear in the IRS's charities database, has no federal filings, and had only been founded months before.
Okay, that's financial fraud, okay? I'm sorry. That's just all there is to it.
I mean, they're so brazen, they sent her out with the check.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh.
Okay, so all of this got started because in 2024, EPA advisor, he's a guy by the name of Brent Efren. He was appointed by Joe Biden. He's basically like an upper mid-level guy. He was caught on video saying that they had rushed out $20 billion in climate funding, get the money out as fast as possible, he said on the hidden camera video. It's like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing gold bars off. So this is why they started looking at this, because of the video. So EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin goes on the Alex Marlow show yesterday, it's on Breitbart, and says, we're working right now with the FBI and the DOJ on the eight groups tied to the gold bar scheme. But he's saying we're finding now it's much bigger. We're talking about $375 billion under the control of John Podesta. Lee, you know what this is? These are oligarchs. Yeah. These are oligarchs doling out money. This is an oligarchy like Russia.
A climate-garchy.
Yeah, it's a climate-garchy. Can you imagine sending out $375 billion to climate charities, nonprofits, whatever you want to call them, founded only months ago, many of them connected to prominent Democrats?
Yeah.
The size of that boggles the mind. But the good news is, wow, can we cut this stuff or will another Democrat judge make us pay the Democrats who stole it? I don't know.
Well, I think you know the answer to that.
Yeah, I do. I know the answer. Meanwhile, you need to read this. This is from Elizabeth McDonald. She is a Fox Business Evening anchor. This is disturbing. She writes, Obama and the Democrats created a new beast, the pop-up nonprofit shell. That's what you and me need. We need that, Lee.
Yeah, pop-up nonprofit shell.
I'll send you a link so we can figure out how to do this.
Good deal.
Okay. They suddenly launched them to take in your taxpayer money, supposedly for things like climate change and illegal immigration. Major front for taxpayer abuse with accusations of grift growing by the hour. Never saw it like this in decades covering the IRS or taxes, she says. Check out the tax returns for one of these pop-up NGO shells. We need to get that at least so we can figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
Climate United Fund, which got the biggest nonprofit grant in history out of Biden's massive climate slush funds. Okay, so this is the biggest grant ever made in U.S. history. This is the Kamala Harris check, okay? Kamala Harris shows up Bethesda, Maryland, a check for $7 billion. I don't even know how you cash that, but I guess they did. Kamala Harris and Biden's EPA chief, Michael Reagan, gave $7 billion total to the suddenly created Climate United Fund in April of 2024 after it launched just 5 months earlier. And its tax returns show in that 5 months, it only had $547,000 in revenue. That's it. $7 billion check. It had, listen to this, no stipulated plans for how it would spend the $7 billion in tax money. Just ephemeral mentions of solar projects, all of them theoretical, in Idaho, Arkansas, and Oregon. That amount to only $50 million total, a fraction of the $7 billion. It also gave money out of that $7 billion to Power Forward Communities, which was linked to Stacey Abrams. Okay, so this is another fund bleeding into Stacey Abrams' fund. Listen to this. It has little to no known details about how much its officers get paid that you typically see on NGO 990s. In fact, virtually no details, red flags that it's a shell. It supposedly is a partnership between Democrat insiders at investment firm Calvert Impact Capital, Community Preservation Corp, and a group called Self Help. Irony noted.
Yeah, self-helping to the federal taxpayers' dollars. Yeah.
Yes. Beth Baffert, its CEO, get this, is a former special assistant in Barack Obama's Office of Management and Budget and a regional field director for the Obama campaign. And now, so she had the $7 billion sent to self-help. God, I mean, the size of that. I know we have executives listening who are like, I mean, you know, think about it. You're a CEO, you're an executive, whatever. You manage $200 million business interest. Like, wow, I'm impressed, right? That's huge. I mean, that takes a specially skilled person. Most of us don't have those skills. And Democrats just throwing the money off the ship. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, so this is from the Fox Business Weekend Anchor. She says she's been reporting on IRS issues for ages. Listen to this. As we tweeted about a month ago, it has ties to the Democrat Party of California chairman, the California State Treasurer Phil Angelides, Obama's Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, United Farm Workers of America co-founder Dolores Huerta, and Patrice Willoughby of the Congressional Black Caucus. Lee, what is this? They're all in on it. They're making shell companies and are passing billions through them. Shell nonprofits.
See why they're going after Elon Musk now?
Yes.
I mean, that's it. I mean, that's why he's got to worry about his actual physical safety and that of his children.
Yeah, take a listen and hold the music for a sec, Tim, because I got to put this all in one place. This is Musk saying this. And as you read this and I read this, Lee, you understand this is okay. He's not wrong when he says they will kill me.
The interest rates, just the interest on the national debt now exceeds the Defense Department spending. We spend a lot on the Defense Department, but we're spending like over $1 trillion on interest. If this continues, the country will become de facto bankrupt. It's not an optional thing, it is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here. And taking a lot of flack, and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like to stack them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
Yeah, because these people are stealing us blind. One last thing, Lee, listen to this last line here. Again, from the Fox Business Weekend Anchor. Judge Glock, the director of research and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, noted on X that Climate United Fund got your $7 billion after submitting a small 49-page report. It's never managed more than $547,000and was created just months before. So I don't know. If you and I divide it up, can you do 25 pages tonight? And yep. I'll do 25?
Done.
Okay.
Done.
And then we're going to switch parties.
I can probably even use AI to generate it.
You know, you're probably right. Oh, yeah. I'll have that done by dinner.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay.
Heck, so, by the end of the show, we could do it.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's a race. Why not? So, yeah, and we know Mike Johnson and John Thune will fund it. By gosh, all this is still refunded in their reconciliation, big, beautiful bill. Right? They know. We know they'll fund it. So I just got a few calls to make, but I think we're good. I think we're good. So, y'all, if we're not here a week from now, you'll know what happened.
It wouldn't be the lottery.
No, we'll be on the beach in Tahiti.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, oh, that's so cool. Listening to you from Egypt. Got stuck here due to a medical issue. I've had someone listen to me from Afghanistan before, but never Egypt. So this is an historic moment for the show. Hey, speaking of which, want to thank you. This show right now is rocking it in this market. I am number one, undisputed, 12 plus. So that makes me the queen of local radio for about 3 months. We'll see what happens after that. Thank you. Number one show in this market, bar none, 12 plus, which almost never happens for us news talkers. That's usually the talk jocks will get that news. You know, we have our niche, but we're not usually a popularly consumed radio product. So to get to number one, 12 plus shows that can be done, it shows executives across the country can be done. It should be done in other markets. We don't need to accept being niche radio we make more money because we've got an older, more affluent base. So, you know, you do us, but we're never going to be number one. We could be number one. There's a demand for what we do. So I want to thank you. You did that, all of your streams, and you had reading books. I want to thank you so much for everything and for listening and for voting for the show. That is so cool. I am thrilled with it, too, for this reason. It's not unusual for us to all not, and the whole station rocked. I mean, we all did. Everybody did. Bill, Charlie, everybody. Mike and Joey. But it's not unusual for us to notch high ratings during a election, right? And we did. We killed it. Came in number 2 in the market in the last book, the election book. And it's quarterly. So, you know, October, November, December, right? But normally that falls off, right? So I was expecting a bit of a fall off and have to hold executives' hands when that happens and remind them, we always go up when there's an election. We come down a little bit too. That's what I was expecting yesterday when the ratings came out, to have to just say, hey, you know, we're coming off an election. So yeah, it's going to go down. I mean, we can't keep going up like a rocket ship, right? Even a rocket ship's got to turn around. And we didn't. We went up more. You know what that says to me? It says you love the show, you support me, and thank you so much for that. But what that says, too, is that people are more invested than they've ever been in what is going on. And what is going on is getting more and more and more interesting. And people are seeing it, and they're taking the red pill, and they're waking up, and they want more and more and more and more. So thank you so much for that. You did that for me. You made me number one in this market. I don't know if that'll last forever. We're usually top 3, but to hit number one like that, and to be able to beat the black stations is unbelievable. I love those guys. They're amazing hosts. But there's only 2 black stations in town. So, I mean, I'm never going to win those books. I'm not. I'm the wrong color and wrong disposition. And that's okay. So it's usually very hard to do because those are there's such a concentrated listenership. You did it. You beat it. Thank you. Texter writes, Terry, you're number one, not only because you're right, but because you are correct all the time. Well, like Rush, I am not correct all the time, just most of the time. I'm not going to call it all the time. That's, but most of the time. Those of you who have been with me for 17 years know that. great work, but you're the dictator? I don't know what that means, but thanks. Texter writes, well-deserved. Another texter writes, okay. Hey, Tara, love your show. All the information you pass along to us. The problem I see, most people I know will never know the truth because they are still and always watch mainstream media. Yeah, folks, no, not really. No, it's wide open right now. That's why the Democrats are having fits. They can't cover up their crime anymore. You know, everything makes sense. You know, why would you ensconce the FBI over social media to censor? Why do we not find out about these shell corporations before FBI was censoring social media? They had the FBI censor because they were doing this the whole time. Again, if you're wondering the size, the scope of the of just folks, yesterday, again, just to recap, $27 billion. Criminal investigation has been opened at the DOJ. The Democrats are just transferring it out to basically Democrat donors, Democrat Party members, people who worked the Obama and Biden campaigns, and their NGOs have only been around a few months. And so this is going on basically over the last 2 years. NGOs have only existed a few months. They get billions of dollars, right? We find out Kamala Harris personally dropped off one of the checks, $7 billion, to a fund that had only been around 5 months. And not in nostalgia. I mean, they'd never had that kind of money, right? Then we find out from Breitbart overnight, and Lee Zeldin, who's now the head of the EPA, it's so much more than $27 billion. It's more like $375 billion. Yeah. And folks, what did I predict to you? The size and scale of the corruption here is going to shock the mind. And by that, I mean it's going to cause a deep-seated psychological reaction. Folks, we are all used to fraud and corruption. We know politicians do that. I mean, we're not surprised. But not on this scale. This is the kind of thing that causes a deep and lasting shift in the American psyche. That's how bad this is. John Podesta, Biden's climate czar, in charge of doling out more than $375 billion in climate change funding, spending. A lot of it came out of the Inflation Reduction Bill. And we're finding that which had been sent to many charities founded only months ago. The Biden administration, according to the New York Post and Breitbart, funneled at least $20 billion into environmental groups. So that's the one that we said yesterday is being investigated. In one case, former president, Vice President Kamala Harris, handed over a check for nearly $7 billion in Bethesda, Maryland, to a group called Climate United Fund, which does not appear in the IRS's charities database, has no federal filings. And what they're saying this morning, I've read all of this is on my X feeds. If you want to read it, it's all right there for you. I'm trying to put the show prep up, do a better job of that, especially for you folks who use me for show prep, because we need to get this information out. And then those of you who want to send it to family and friends. And it's under the post, here's how the Democrats stole billions from you. Elizabeth McDonald, who is a Fox News anchor, weekend anchor on Fox Business, breaks this down. This is disturbing. She writes, Biden and Obama Democrats, so we're talking about the $375 billion now, created a new beast, the pop-up nonprofit shell that suddenly they launched to take in your taxpayer money, supposedly for things like climate change and illegal immigration, which they're for. They're not trying to stop those things. The illegal immigration, I mean. Major front for taxpayer abuse with accusations of grift growing by the hour. Never saw it like this in decades covering the IRS, she writes. And so these are pop-ups, and it's Democrat donors. It is, and folks, the scale of the Democrats involved here. I mean, it's everybody. It is people with ties to the Democrat Party of California, California State Treasurer Phil Angelides, Obama's Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, United Farm Workers of America co-founder Dolores Huerta, Patrice Willoughby of the Congressional Black Caucus. It goes on and on and on and on. So we're into $375 billion. Folks, I have a question. How hard are Mike Johnson and John Thune going to fight to refund this? How hard? They refuse to cut anything. And folks, right now, that big, beautiful bill, they're holding Trump hostage. If he wants the money for his agenda, he is going to have to refund everything DOGE has cut. And you know what that means? These judges are going to say, look, Congress just funded it, bud, to Trump and DOGE. You can't cut it, but it's fraud, but it's waste. It's half a trillion dollars. In lapsed, unauthorized programs. They're just funding them anyway. We don't even know where the money goes. That's why Elon Musk was sending out emails going, hey, tell me who your supervisor is. What do you do again? He's trying to catch the people in the programs that have expired, because when they expire, there's no oversight. We don't know where they're run out of. We don't know who works in them. We don't know who the management is. We don't know where they are. We just know where the money goes. And if they refund this, Trump's and Joe's, you're not going to have a leg to stand on. What do we need? We need a paragraph in there. I've put up the article so you can share it. Wall Street Journal says we need a paragraph in there with Congress saying, yes, we give Doge and Trump permission to cut entire agencies, fraud, graft, all of it. They can cut it. We need Mike Johnson and John Thune to pick. Are you with us, Trump and Doge, or are you with the Democrats and their NGOs? It's that simple. Decide. They must decide. Okay, folks. Unbelievable what we're finding. Do you remember the more than 100 terrorists we found out about? It was last year. It was a congressional committee. And the Biden administration had caught them. And we know they released some of them into the country. In other words, these aren't terrorists who just snuck in. They're kind of looking for them over Joe Biden's open border, which would be bad enough. No. This was so much worse. They let them go on purpose. This stuff shocks the mind. It really does. But it's in the New York Post today. Biden administration locked up just 8 out of over 100 migrants. Those are illegal immigrants with ISIS ties who crossed in the U.S., Tulsi Gabbard says. Now, so Tulsi Gabbard goes in there. She's director of national intelligence. Okay. Director of national intelligence. A lot of people don't know this. If you ask, you know, who's the top spy in the country? Who are the top spies? You'd say probably CIA. No, it's not. It's her. She's over the CIA and the FBI. She sees all their intelligence. The idea was to have one set of eyeballs on it. And obviously she has staff. So she gave a press conference yesterday with Pete Hegseth at the border. And what she said was truly terrifying. The Biden administration locked up or deported just 8 out of more than 100 migrants with suspected ties to ISIS who crossed illegally into the U.S. The Trump administration is now frantically working to hunt down these terror suspects and pick up the pieces left behind by the last administration. So you read that and you think, wow, 100 terrorists, that'd do a lot of damage. No, it's worse. The migrants from ISIS recruiting hotbed countries in Central Asia were known to have ties to an ISIS-affiliated network. Now listen to this. Because that headline was conservative. The Biden administration was informed, previously informed. We didn't know this till now because she's got the intel, okay? The Biden administration was previously informed that more than 4,000 illegal immigrants utilized the ISIS-tied smugglers to cross into the U.S. So we're talking 4,000 potential terrorists, and that hundreds of them were identified by the feds as either known terrorists or associated with known terrorists. Hundreds. Yet Gabbard said when she took over, she found that just 8 of those migrants were still locked up or had been deported. Where are the rest of them? Roaming the country, preparing to vote Democrat, I guess. I don't know. And whatever else they're doing. Rocket launchers, dirty bombs. I don't know. Quote, I yelled about this. That information was provided to the Biden administration. Again, hundreds of them. Up to 4,000 are potentially terrorists, right? They suspect truly it's several hundred. 100 for sure. Absolutely on the terror watch list. Only 8 of them have ever been retained. The rest are just wandering the country. Quote from Tulsi Gabbard, that information was provided to the Biden administration. You may remember in some of the news, a little over 100 of these people were arrested in 2024. Of those that were arrested, only 8 were either deported or remained in custody, she said. Only 8. The rest of them were released, back into our country. Where are they? What are they doing? What may they be plotting? This is just the beginning, she said. And they're frantically looking for them. Now, remember this. I'm going to put all this together because this is just all very weird, okay? Remember Sarah Adams? If you haven't looked up Sarah Adams, you should look up Sarah Adams. Sarah Adams is a CIA investigator. She's an agent who did the Benghazi investigation for Congress. She's very, very well respected. Left, founded her own basically NGO. She does her own intel work because she says the government's not wasn't doing it under Joe Biden. They weren't doing the basics. She says there is an Al-Qaeda army inside the country. Al-Qaeda and ISIS have fused. They are one and the same now. And she said there are over 1,000 that are getting ready to attack. She says they will attack in 2025. They were already trained in Afghanistan, in the camps, using our money provided by USAID. which, by the way, that judge just said we has to keep flowing again. We got to send the money back to the terror camps. Got to send the money back to the Taliban. Got to send the money back to Hamas. All of that USAID money's got to flow again. That terrible Supreme Court ruling, an absolute knife in the back to Trump by Amy Coney Barrett, which, by the way, y'all, if you remember, is exactly what I told you she would do. I told you she was bad news. She's bad news. Is this on purpose? Gabbard joined Vance along with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for a tour of the southern border when they made this announcement. I remember Sarah Adams' prediction. They are here. They are trained. There is also a contingent in Europe. They are going to strike in 2025, she says.
I just want to clarify. You are 100% certain that there are 1,000 plus Al-Qaeda trained fighters within the United States borders.
Well, Al-Qaeda says they trained and deployed 1,000 for this attack. First off, I think there's more than 1,000 Al-Qaeda members in the United States. But for the homeland attack, that number is based on what Al-Qaeda is saying. So they could exaggerate it. However, they did have about 1,400 in the Hamas attack. So the number is not off from what they did in the first round of attacks.
Is there any indication of what kind of attacks these are going to be? Actually, before we get into that, how old is this information?
I mean, it's ongoing. So the training's already done, right? So All the training info is now old because they trained all the homeland attackers, if that makes sense. So like next week, you're not going to get info of a homeland attacker probably at a terrorist camp because it's already done. Mm-hmm. So all this has been in the last year.
So it's been over a year. It's been a year.
Because this was a continuation. So they planned October 7th first, and then they rolled into planning this after.
Are we next or is Europe next?
I think the embassy attacks are next, in my opinion.
What are they waiting for the embassies?
I don't think they're waiting. I think it took time to train them. They've now approved them, and they've now moved into the operational stage.
We'll see how close she gets. If the Biden administration caught these terrorists, moved hundreds of them into the country, and then let them roam free. Again, Tulsi Gabbard has discovered this on the inside. The Trump administration is frantically hunting them right now. She announced this yesterday. Are they complicit? I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what to think. I just bring you the news. Is everything about to go boom? Honestly, folks, if it was me, I mean, and this is how I think now, because of the Democrats, am I going to take my family to a major event? We're going to go to an NFL game? No, we're not. We're going to go to some major group activity concert? Oh, heck no, we're not. It's too dangerous. Not till they sort this out, clean this mess up that Biden made. It's yesterday was a top 10 story in the country. People are fascinated by this. And I guess because it's kind of like Old West style justice. We're not used to that in the modern world. We're soft. South Carolina, double killer to die by firing squad in the first execution of its kind in 15 years. So Brad Sigmund, who's 67 years old, personally requested the what they call unusual punishment, the New York Post, after fearing the electric chair will burn and cook him alive. Yeah, that's the idea. His attorney, Gerald King, wrote in a statement. He also rejected lethal injection after three previous inmates that took more than 20 minutes to die after receiving the fatal dose of pentobarbital, his lawyer said. So he's going to go with the firing squad. First execution of his kind in the U.S. in 15 years. By the way, his victims died by having their heads beaten in with a baseball bat, so that they didn't get to choose their execution method. Anyway, a lot of people asking if this is humane. I don't care, do you? I just don't care. He killed his girlfriend's parents, went back and forth room to room to make sure they were dead and kept beating them. Kidnapped her, meant to kill her too, but she got away. Anyway, Sigmund has made history because he's become the first South Carolina inmate to choose the state's new firing squad method of killing, and he'll become the first inmate to be executed by shooting since 2010. This is on Friday. So how do you do this, right? What's the decorum for this? Well, he'll be strapped to a chair, have a hood placed over his head, target placed over his heart in the death chamber. Three volunteers will fire at him through a small opening about 15 feet away. If you're him, you hope they've been practicing on the range, right? You don't want him to miss. Sigmund was convicted in the 2001, of course, baseball bat killings of his ex-girlfriend, Rebecca Barbera's parents at their home in Greenville County. He was smoking crack cocaine and been drinking on the night of the killing. Told a friend he would get Becky for leaving him the way that she did. And he told his friend he would tie her parents up. Anyway, they were in separate rooms. And as I said, he went back and forth when he beat them to death. The husband's skull was basically broken in two, the court said. During his trial, he then kidnapped the ex-girlfriend at gunpoint, but she escaped from his car. He shot at her as she ran, but missed. In a confession, Sigmund said, "I couldn't have her. I wasn't going to let anybody else have her." He planned again to kill her and himself, but she got away. Anyway, Sigmund is tugging the heartstrings, or he's trying to. And the left always falls for this. That's why he's doing it. Sigmund claimed he was forced to choose a violent death by firing squad because, without more information, he thought his alternatives would be more torturous. It's according to a stay of execution motion filed by his attorneys with the South Carolina Supreme Court. Only three inmates in the United States of America have been executed by firing squads since 1976, with all of them taking place in Utah. So, you know, it'd be fascinating to be one of the three people who volunteered for this. Apparently, they all work for the prison system. But that'd be wild. I watched an execution once as a reporter. I won the lottery in North Carolina. One reporter always gets to watch, and they have to go out and report to the press pool. And I thought, brutal killer. I don't care. And it really shook me up. It was hard. It was very, very hard. The tragedy of it ripped me up. Just the waste of human life, both the killer and the victim. Such a tragedy all around. But justice must be served.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.